Hello, my loves, and welcome to the Purposeful Lifestyle Development Podcast, where we discuss all things thought work and manifestation, but we use neuroscience and the study of the brain to do so. I'm your host, Tessa Spizak. I'm a board-certified practitioner, master life and health coach, and seasoned executive speaker. If you're ready to create your highest value lifestyle and turn your dream life into a reality, you're in the right place. Let's get right into today's episode. Hello, hello, my loves. I hope you're feeling good. And as always, I want to start our session by welcoming you in and thanking you for spending your time with me here for some lifestyle development coaching on the Purposeful Lifestyle Development Podcast. I'm really excited about this topic, honestly, because it's been stuck in my head for weeks, if not even months at this time. And I've been trying to find the right words to articulate it because I wanted to share it so badly. And I think I finally got it. Do you ever have those ideas that come to you so strongly, like a wave, and you understand it on such a strong level, but the thought of articulating it to someone else just feels impossible? You can't find the words. Well, that's where I have been on this topic. And funny enough, the right words came just like the topic itself came when I wasn't looking for it, when I let it flow naturally. And that's going to be somewhat of a central theme to this conversation today. But I want to paint the picture a bit. Now, for those of you who know me, you know, I'm a big advocate of some morning movement just to get the blood flowing. I've shared that for me, one thing that works really well is I like, especially when it's so nice, sunny, strong vitamin D, to get outside and go walk. And I like to listen to a podcast with a practitioner like myself or a coach in the same, you know, the same industry, or listen to a good book that is of the topic that I'm going to be coaching someone on that day or doing a seminar on that day. I feel like it really gets me in the right headspace, but that's not what I'm talking about here. I actually learned this from somewhere else. I'm not exactly sure who came up with this or who all practices this, but it's this idea of taking what's similar to a walking meditation. And for me, this is when I go outside, but no podcast, no book, no nothing. And I go to this trail. There's one back behind my neighborhood, and it's so incredible. This is where most of my outdoor movement comes in. But it's completely man-made, but it's so beautiful. And it looks like you are transported to, I don't know, the most beautiful jungle in South America. It's so pretty. And there's one part of the trail that it's concrete, and it's great for if you just want a good run, or maybe you've got a dog or a stroller, something along these lines if you're biking. But it runs along this stream, and one bridge over the stream will bring you to all of these natural cut trails that just go through the trees, and you could really forget that you're in society. So I've been doing this practice, you know, sometimes referred to as that walking meditation, where again, no headphones, I'm just listening to the wind rustle through the trees and the birds and just the sound of real earth. And I intentionally try not to go out with a thought. I'm not trying to work through anything. I'm not trying to do my to-do list when I'm out there. I'm just taking in nature and gonna let my head go where it goes. So again, I wasn't really searching through a thought, just walking around, getting lost in the woods. And like I said, it hit me like a wave of this concept of the internal guidance system that we all have. It's essentially our emotional guidance system. Because really, what is emotion? You know, on the science-y side of things, it is a response in the brain, a chemical response to some stimuli that affects the nervous system. An emotion is really just telling you that your nervous system has been affected in one way or the other. That can either be in our fight, flight, freeze, you know, those negative emotions in our sympathetic, where our body might sense danger or fear and cause that stress, cause that anxiety, cause that burnout. Or we have our parasympathetic nervous system that the body actually prefers. It's scientifically proven that the body is always trying and working to get back into that parasympathetic homeostasis, that feeling of flow. And for me, this is where the science meets the spiritual, because we know that this is the body's preferred state of being, is in the parasympathetic, that flow state, that calm homeostasis. And what is alignment? The same thing. Where you feel good and at peace for what you do see and what is coming. And what does it feel like to be out of alignment? The same thing as that sympathetic response in the nervous system. And it's so fascinating to me. Because what do we do as a society and as a culture, for both men and women, everybody? If you have an emotion that isn't happy, excited, gleeful, something good, right? Especially if it's a negative emotion, sadness, anxiety, depression, weakness, vulnerability. We try to hide that. We try to cover that up. We try to manipulate that or make it go away. We try to self-soothe, right? Sometimes just pretend that thing that made you feel bad. No, that didn't bother me. And when I coach with folks and I hear that this is what they're doing, it looks to me, the way I picture it, is it's almost like they're trying to put a blanket over a negative emotion. But when something is affecting the nervous system, sorry, my friends, but we can't just ignore it away. You can't just put a blanket over it and pretend that you don't see it. And that's what so many of us do. And that's what leads to that longer-term burnout, that chronic fatigue. We have high amounts of cortisol in the body because we're constantly fighting against what I would say is alignment. And here's another way to picture it. There is a train going down the tracks, and these tracks represent what you're supposed to be doing, that alignment in life, right? The life that you really want. You're getting there, you're doing the things, you're getting ready. Now, say something happens to that train on the tracks, right? There's a big blow, something knocks it sideways. Things get way too heavy, it's getting pushed off the tracks. There's a last minute change in direction. They've got to veer off to the side really quickly. Even if that train is, you know, going in the right direction, it's on the tracks. What happens if a couple of the wheels come off, right? They're running next to the tracks. It's still going where it needs to go, but there's friction, there's tension, it's harder for it to move. Maybe things like the engine starts to maybe wear down, because it's had to use all that extra force to keep pulling when the wheels aren't fully on track. Now think of that as you and your emotions, right? You're still going, you're still getting done what needs to get done, you're still doing what needs to be done, but it feels heavy and it feels hard. Now you can keep going that way. In my line of work, I see this turn into chronic, even physical illness in the body. Again, just chemical imbalances and high cortisol leading to high inflation in the body. Just like the engine of that train breaking down, pulling the wheels alongside the track. But they take note, right? They take note that this train, some of the wheels are off the track. To get it back on, to get it back in alignment, there is going to be some resistance even harder at first, right? To get up over that hump. But if you know that and you push through that, what's on the other side is ease and flow and alignment. So if you are feeling anxious or burnt out or have this nagging piece of you that clearly your nervous system is thrown off, yeah, probably the last thing that you want to do, the last thing that feels good, is to sit in that moment and get curious and to explore. Or maybe push through that thing you've been avoiding, right? Taking that first step. That's the hard part. It feels like it. It can be really difficult to admit that, yeah, I'm not pouring into my own cup. I haven't been giving what my body needs, right? If I need rest and I'm not allowing myself needful rest, I'm not meeting my own needs. That can be hard to say. Or something deeper. I'm not prioritizing time for me. Or I'm not prioritizing putting good things into my body, whether that's healthy, nourishing foods, whether that's drinking enough water, maybe drinking too much alcohol, not eating enough, maybe not moving, sitting at the desk all day and gathering that tension and tightness in the shoulders. Maybe it's moving all day and never taking a break, not taking some time for self. For a lot of folks, there's guilt or shame in that negative feeling. So again, they're using all of their energy instead of working through it to avoid it. So with all of that being said, I want you to picture the areas in your own life. If you are starting to feel this nagging sense of something that's not right, that anxiety, that pit in your stomach, we're feeling burnout or depressed, instead of trying to ignore it or manipulate it, what happens if you get curious about why? What happens if you sit through the uncomfortableness of taking that first step? Well, just like the train getting on the tracks, getting past that initial hurdle of leaning into, instead of ignoring, what's causing the anguish on your nervous system, it's going to help you align better and faster and easier with who you want to be, who you are supposed to be, and where you're supposed to be going. Society sometimes conditions us to be the ones that cause our own pain because we're not taught how to ask these questions to ourselves. We're not taught how to be understanding of our own emotional response and our own body. So this is my challenge to you. Take away any shame or wanting to manipulate or wanting to hide or cover up something that doesn't feel right, and instead get curious. We're not wallowing. We're going to acknowledge that something is there and dig deep. Dig deep into your own sense of self, how you are giving to you and how you are loving to you, and see where something could potentially be coming up short. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Filling up your own cup is absolutely not selfish. I would argue it is one of the most selfless acts that we can do, because if you do not care for you, how on earth are you supposed to interact and engage with those around you and the energies around you if you have nothing left to give? So this is my homework. Start exploring. Notice when and where something comes up for you, what it feels like, and where potentially we can go through a little bit of discomfort to find the comfort within alignment. But all right, my loves, that's where I'll leave us today. I want to thank you so much for joining in on this conversation with me. And each week, every Monday, we're going to be posting a new episode, going a little bit deeper into the conversation of what you can do to train your brain on purpose to really allow for the lifestyle that you want to live. Until next time, my loves, in the meantime, here's to your health and your happiness.